A shark, a penguin, and a bloke on a bike with a backpack and a wine box, all part of an epic tale of survival made possible by a huddle of humans. 2 weeks ago, hikers found a mauled tawaki, or Fiordland-crested penguin, that had washed up on Munro Beach in South Westland and was cooking in the hot sun. It's the third rarest of the species. Spoiler alert, this does end well, but it took a bit. One of the walkers kept the penguin shaded while the other one dashed back to the road where there was cell coverage and called Doc. Now, Doc called Dr. Jerry McSweeney from the Wilderness Lodge Lake Moraki, and Jerry joins me now. So, Jerry, you get the call. You get the call that says there's this penguin cooking in the hot sun. What's your rescue vehicle and you hightail it down there, and what is it?
Well, you shelve all your other meetings and jobs, and I thought, no, there's a bicycle here, a mountain bike, and it takes 45 minutes to walk down there, and it took 7 minutes to bike down. But first of all, I grabbed a couple of stout leather gloves and a backpack because I thought, well, I can tuck it in there, and if it is survivable, bring it back.
So when you got there and you checked this little fella out, what did you make of the injuries?
Yeah, well, then this really good Irish couple had found it on the beach, as you said, cooking in the sun, and it had lacerations across its back and also bleeding from its feet. But the front part of it was very perky, so, you know, clearly it had an injury, either a shark or a bashed against the rocks. And if we could sort that out, it did have a future. And I'd been advised by a vet, Inga Bolt, that she worked at Haast for quite a long time, now moved to Golden Bay, that it is worth saving these penguins because they're really good for giving vets practice at looking after them in case, you know, we had a major oil spill or something and they had to look after a whole lot of them.
So you hooned back to the lodge on your bike with the penguin in your backpack, and then it's a bit of sort of pass the parcel, like an Olympic relay almost. Who do you give the penguin to, and how does he get to Christchurch?
Well, it was a wonderful example of West Coasters all cooperating with the Christchurch Wildlife Hospital, coordinated by the Department of Conservation. We had Jeff Marks from Development West Coast, who's the tourism expert in the glacier region, visiting us. And I said, right, Jeff, you're driving up to where you live at Fox next. He said, I'd love to do it. We found a big grey wacky Chardonnay box. It was a bigger wine box than the normal ones, and it meant the penguin could stretch out. Jeff drove to Fox. There he was met by Jackie and Anya, Sarah, and from the Department of Conservation team. And they had one of their workers through the Jobs for Nature scheme is Neil McCone from Glacier Shuttles in Franz Josef. And the next morning, Neil drove it to Hokitika Airport, which is 160 kilometres. And there it was put on the first Air New Zealand plane to Christchurch, where the Christchurch Wildlife Hospital is. And it was kind of funny because at the airport, it was put into a special wildlife box called Kiwis for Kiwis, which is normally used for transporting kiwis around, but it did the job for this penguin.
The penguin. So out of the wine box and into the proper box, got to the wildlife hospital, and what kind of patch-up did he need?
Well, this was about 10 days ago, and I've got to say that we all liaised about it and gave it about a 50-50 chance of survival. Karen Talbot of the Christchurch Wildlife Hospital, they're a voluntary group and they do great work. She realised it was malnourished, about half its normal weight. When it had been at the Wilderness Lodge, it had actually swum in a little pond and done a lot of drinking. So clearly that had helped because it was dehydrated, but it was also malnourished. So Karen worked on getting food and liquid into it. And then on the 1st of December, the vet at the Wildlife Hospital, Pauline Howard, operated on it. She stitched up the lacerations on its back where the shark or barracuda had bitten it. And then she sewed up its feet and put these gorgeous little green booties on it. And as of yesterday, it was eating fish like a little pig and looking really good.
He's looking pretty tubby and fantastic. And before you go, Jerry, just the great conclusion to this story, what is the penguin called, please?
Well, the Wildlife Hospital called it Jerry. We actually called it Mr. Munro because Sydney Zoo has a Fiordland crested called Mr. Munro that was found on a beach in New South Wales. They fed it up, and every day at 3 o'clock, apparently at Sydney Zoo, it jumps on a box and eats fish. So we thought, well, this is Mr. Munro, but no, the Wildlife Hospital, they do great work, and they've called it Jerry. And so in about perhaps a month's time, fully recovered. We hope we can put it back into Munro's Beach and it will swim south to between New Zealand and the Antarctic, where all the rest of its fellow penguins spend 7 months feeding and sleeping on the water.
What a fantastic story, Jerry. Thank you so much for joining us. That is Dr. Jerry McSweeney, penguin rescuer.